Parshas Ha'azinu. We now begin the very special song that Moshe taught the Yidden on Zion Adar, the seventh day of Adar, before he passed away. This song is so special. The Yidden are supposed to say it as often as possible, because in it, it has very important lessons. It tells us how Hashem protected the Yidden, how Hashem saved them from Mitzrayim, took them through the Midbar, giving them everything that they need, and that this is only as long as the Yidden learn Torah and do the mitzvahs. It also tells us that if Chas V'Shalom the Yidden turn away from Torah, Hashem will punish them, they will go into galus, and they're going to suffer a lot until Hashem will finally take them out of galus when they will do teshuvah. And then Hashem is going to punish the wicked nations of the goyim who made the Yidden suffer. Then Hashem is going to bring the Yidden back to Eretz Yisrael, give us back the Beis HaMikdash, and that is by the Geula through Mashiach Tzidkenu. Our Chachamim tell us that Ha'azinu is only one of the 10 special songs to Hashem. The first song was sung by Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden. And that was by the first Shabbos, when he sang the song Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos, in which he praised the greatness of Shabbos. The second song was when the Yidden came through the Red Sea, and they sang the famous song Oz Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael, thanking Hashem for the great miracles in saving them from Paro's army. The third song was a song that the Yidden sang in praise of the well of Miriam, as we have learned in Parshas Chukas. And here comes the fourth song, Ha'azinu, that Moshe taught the Yidden on the day of his passing away. The fifth song was when Yehoshua fought the Amorim in Givon, and the sun was stopped in the sky by Hashem's miracle. It did not set. It kept the daylight in order that the Yidden should finish their war over the Amorim. The sixth song was by Devira and Barak. They made this song when Hashem saved the Yidden by delivering the enemies into their hands, including the great general of the Knanim, Sisra, as it says in Sefer Shoftim. The seventh song was by Chana. After not having children for so many years, and then Hashem blessed her with a child, Shmuel Hanavi, she praised Hashem with a very special song. The eighth song is from David HaMelech. At the end of his life, he made a special song to thank Hashem for saving him from all his enemies. The ninth song is the famous Song of Songs, Shir HaShirim, from Shlomo HaMelech. And then comes the final tenth song. That is the greatest song that will be sung by the Yidden when Hashem saves us from this galus and brings us to Geula through Mashiach Tzidkenu. So now we know that the song Ha'azinu is the fourth of the 10 songs. And it is now, on the last day of Moshe's life on this world, that he's teaching this song to the Yidden. And it is very important for us to learn it, to remember it, and even to repeat it as often as possible. The great tzaddik, the famous Reb Yehuda Levi, who was called the Maharal from Prague, said that this song Ha'azinu should be used as often as possible. If a person says it before davening, it will help him cleanse his thoughts and his heart to be ready to daven to Hashem. The Maharal also said that merchants, businessmen, and workers should say it a few times a day, and this will be a segula. This will help them to have success. And therefore, everybody should know this song Ha'azinu by heart. The Maharal also said that besides all of this, by singing this song often, this will bring a person long life. So now we are going to learn this song. We are also going to hear the words from the Chumash with its explanation according to the teachings of our Chachamim. When Moshe was about to begin the song of Ha'azinu, Moshe commanded heaven and earth, "Be still! Do not move until I finish my song." The heavens began to tremble. A terrible commotion happened in the upper worlds. What? A human being wants to get us silent? "Moshe, Moshe," a voice was heard. "Why do you cause such a tumult?" "I commanded so," said Moshe, "that the heavens and earth should be quiet, because I will call Hashem's name. Therefore, give honor to Hashem." At that moment, heaven and earth were silenced and remained so until Moshe finished the entire song Ha'azinu. Yes, Hashem made a promise to the Yidden. If you're going to listen to the words of Torah, then everything in the world will become silent and listen to your words. And since Moshe listened to the words of Torah, heaven and earth were silenced and listened to him when he began to speak. Now the song Ha'azinu has six parts. The first part has six pesukim. In order to help you study this by heart, I'm going to first read the six pesukim the way it's written in the Torah. And then, with Hashem's help, will come the explanation. Ha'azinu ha'shomayim va'adabera v'sishma ha'aretz imreifi ya'aroif kamotor likhi tizal katal imrosi kise'irim alei deshe v'chirivivim alei esev Ki shem Adonai ekra havu goydel leiloheinu hatzur tamim pa'alai ki chol derachav mishpat el emuna ve'ein ovel tzadik v'yashar hu shiches lai banav mumam Dair ikesh ufesaltoil, hal adenoi tigmeluzois, am novel veloi chacham, haloi hu avicha konecha, hu asecha vayechainenecha. Moshe Rabbeinu began this song by asking the heavens and earth to pay attention. Now you may ask, since Moshe was teaching the song to the Yidden, why didn't he say, "Yidden, pay attention"? Why did he say, "Heavens and earth, pay attention"? And the reason is because Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the heavens and earth to be witnesses to what he's going to say to the Yidden. Why heavens and earth? Well, Moshe wanted to choose such witnesses that would exist forever. Another reason is, Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Yidden, "The heavens will testify before Hashem whether you observe the mitzvahs that have to do with the heavens, such as Kiddush HaChodesh, that is, to announce the new month for Rosh Chodesh, also observing the Yomim Tovim, that we figure out by knowing when is the new moon, and the earth will testify whether you kept the mitzvahs that have to do with the ground, such as the mitzvah of Maaser, also the mitzvah of not putting two kinds of seeds together into the ground in the same field, and the other laws that have to do with planting. So heavens and earth will be the witnesses to testify before Hashem whether you're keeping these mitzvahs. Another reason is that heavens and earth will be the first ones to punish you if you don't listen to Hashem. You need rain from heaven. You need very good soil, good ground from which to grow out fruits and vegetables. If you sin, the heavens will hold back the rain, and the earth will not give out the produce, the delicious fruits and vegetables. That is why Moshe called heavens and earth as witnesses to what he's going to tell the Yidden. Moshe also said, you can learn a lesson from heaven and earth. Look how they listen to Hashem. Is there a day that the sun comes up from the other side, from the west? Did it ever happen that you planted seeds of wheat and the earth gave out barley? Did the sea ever overstep its boundary? The same thing. The animals also do what they have to. Does the ox ever go against the farmer to say, today I'm not going to plow? Or the donkey, today I'm not going to carry my packages. Learn from them to always follow the Torah and mitzvahs. Moshe continued, heaven and earth will be witnesses that I am now announcing that the Torah is like rain. Why did Moshe compare the Torah to rain? Well, there are many reasons. First of all, just like the world cannot exist without water, so can the world not exist without Torah. And just like rain comes from above, the same thing we receive Torah from heaven. And just like water is so important, it's used for cleaning things, the same thing, whoever learns Torah and fulfills the mitzvahs will be purified from the holiness of Torah. And just like a Yid never gets tired of studying Torah, it's just like by fish. They live in water, yet whenever there is a fresh raindrop, they swim to the top to grab it. The same thing, someone who really studies Torah always is ready and excited to hear another Torah explanation. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yarif kamatar likhi, may my teaching drip like the rain. Tizal katalim rasi, may my words flow like the dew. What does this mean? Well, after comparing the Torah to rain, Moshe also had to compare it to dew. Why? Because rain sometimes annoys people. For example, people who are traveling on the roads, or people that have open wine pits whose wine the rain may spoil. So we might think that the Torah also sometimes makes people happy and sometimes makes them unhappy. That's why Moshe explained that even though I compare the Torah to rain, it's also compared to dew, because it makes everyone happy at all times, just like everyone is happy at the falling of dew. Moshe's words also meant, may my teaching be as pleasant to the Yidden like rain. May my saying be favorably accepted by them like dew. Like the storm winds blowing over the meadow in the fall, and like the spring rain that waters the grass in the month of Adar. And then Moshe said, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Gaidel Leilekenu. Whenever I mention Hashem's name, praise him by answering Amen. Our Chachamim learned from this pasuk that after every bracha recited in the Beis HaMikdash, the Yidden are supposed to answer Baruch Shem Kaved Malachusay Li'olam Va'ed. Blessed be the name of his glorious kingdom forever and ever. We also observe the rule of answering with a bracha. That is, whenever the chazan in the shul says Hashem's name in a bracha, or when we hear any yid saying a bracha, we say amen. And our chachamim tell us, whoever answers amen to a bracha is even greater than he who recited the bracha. Now, as we're going to see later, when Moshe Rabbeinu began the actual song, Moshe told the Yidden about the very big punishments that will chas v'shalom come if the Yidden don't keep the Torah and mitzvahs. That's why Moshe is now saying, Hatzur tamim pa'aloi, that everything that Hashem is right, Hashem is perfect, all his ways are absolutely just. Yes, one can accept punishment willingly only if he's convinced that he deserves it. That's why Moshe now began by announcing the absolute justice of Hashem's ways. Moshe explained the Yidden, even though Hashem is mighty, he never punishes out of anger, but only because he has to do so. He is a faithful God who will eventually reward the tzaddikim and punish the rishayim. Therefore, we must recognize Hashem's righteousness and justice. Our chachamim tell us that when Moshe said, Hatzur tamim pa'alai, the rock, perfect is his work, which means Hashem, Moshe was also hinting about certain things that have to do with him personally. On the day of his passing, Moshe let all the Yidden hear that he truly recognizes that Hashem's verdict, his decree that Moshe has to pass away, is right. He didn't want the Yidden to think that Hashem was not being fair with him in not letting him enter Eretz Yisrael. He therefore explained the Yidden that Hashem is faithful to reward the tzaddikim in Olam Haba. And that's why when Moshe wanted to mention Hashem's name in this pasuk, he said Hatzur, which also means the rock, hinting about the sin of hitting the rock at the wars of Meriva, for which he was now being punished. Moshe continued, if you become steeped in sin, it is your own fault. You, the beloved sons of Hashem, by doing these sins, you turn into a crooked and twisted generation. Furthermore, when you sin, you're only doing bad to yourselves. You're harming yourselves and not Hashem. By saying this, Moshe meant to warn all the future generations, and also his own generation, for the sin of the golden calf. Moshe continued, do you think you repay evil to Hashem when you sin? You harm yourselves, because you're removing yourselves from your heavenly Father Hashem. You are a debased people. When you crossed the Yam Suf, Hashem split it into 12 parts for all the Shvatim to cross. And afterwards, Hashem gave you the gold and silver of the drowned Egyptians. He protected you from your enemies and from snakes and scorpions for 40 years in the Midbar. Yet, even while crossing the Red Sea, one of the Yidden had an idol. His name was Micha, who made an idol that he carried with him. He took it along with him throughout the entire time of the Midbar. And even the greater ones among you sinned after crossing the Yam Suf. They didn't learn Torah in the place called Rephidim. Moshe called them Am Naval V'Loi Chacham, a debased people, because they forgot what had been done for them. V'Loi Chacham, they are unwise, they are not smart to understand what can happen from acting this way, that Hashem has the power to do good or to harm you. Doesn't Hashem act like a father when you obey him? And even when you don't obey him, he's still your master who got you as a servant when he took you out of Mitzrayim. therefore you have to serve Hashem. Hashem chose you as a nation from among all the other nations of the world. Hashem made you into a strong nation. He set you up as a nation that has your own Kohanim, your own prophets, and kings. And now we come to the second part of the song Ha'azinu, that is, the next 8 psukim, where Moshe Rabbeinu is reminding the Yidden of Hashem's kindnesses to the Jewish people. Moshe said, Zechor yemos olam binu shnois dor vador she'al avicha v'yagedecha zekeinecha v'yomeru lach behanchel elyon goyim behafridai b'nei adam yatzev gevulais amim limispar b'nei Yisrael ki chelek adonai amoi Yaakov chevel nachlosai yimtzaehu be'eretz midbar uvesaihu yelel yeshimain yesevevenhu yevoinenehu yitrenhu keishain einoi kinesher yair kinoi al goizalav yirachev yifrais kinafav yikachehu yisaehu al evrasai Adonai badad yanchenu ve'ein imai el nechar yarkivehu al bamosei oretz vayechal tenuvois sodoi vayenikehu devash misela v'shemen mechal mishtzur chemas bakar v'chalev tzayin im chelev karim ve'elim b'nei vashon ve'atudim im chelev kilyois chita v'dam einov tishtechomer. In these psukim, Moshe reminded the Yidden, remember the days of old. Think about the years of many past generations, and you will see how Hashem, even then, prepared the Yidden's future role. Sha'al avicha, ask your father, which means the prophets, and they'll tell you about the future. Zekeinecha, ask your elders, those are the chachamim, and they will tell you what happened in the past. They'll tell you how after the flood, when the people went against Hashem, Hashem could have destroyed those people, just like He did in the time of the flood. But instead, Hashem just spread them out, saving them from being destroyed. And why? For the sake of the Jewish people, who will come from the family of Shem. Hashem divided that generation into 70 nations, which are parallel to the number of Yaakov's family who would go down to Mitzrayim, which were 70 people. This shows us Hashem's love for the Jewish people. He holds them as precious as all the 70 nations. Long before the Yiddish people came into the world, Hashem already set aside the land of Canaan for the Yidden. In the meantime, He gave the land to Canaan and his 11 sons, who would later give it over to the descendants, the children of the 12 Shvatim. Our Chachamim explain why Hashem gave the land to Canaan rather than to any other nation, because Canaan had a curse from Noach to become their brother's slaves. And we know a rule, Masha Kana Eved, Kana Rabbi. Whatever a slave gets belongs to his master. So when the Yidden will get the land from Canaan, it's what really belongs to them. Yes, Hashem arranged the history. He planned it out for the sake of Yaakov, the chosen one of the forefathers. Yes, Yaakov was like the third strand of a rope. First there was Avraham and Yitzchak. That means the rope only had two strands. And then Yaakov was a third strand. That ensures that the rope will never tear. That means when Yaakov's sechus merits were added to those of Avraham and Yitzchak, that made an unbreakable foundation for the Yidden. Hashem chose the Yidden as his portion. Moshe continued telling the Yidden how Hashem was so kind to them. Hashem gave the Yidden their needs in the Midbar. Hashem gave them water from the well of Miriam. Hashem caused man to come down from heaven and made sure that their clothing never wore out. Yes, Hashem protected the Yidden throughout all their traveling in the Midbar, a place where there are destructive creatures. Hashem protected the Yidden with seven clouds of glory. Hashem taught them the Torah and watched them as the apple of his eye. Hashem took care of them as the eagle, the king of birds, takes care of its young. Now, why did Moshe say that Hashem takes care of the Yidden just like an eagle takes care of its young? Our Chachamim explain. The eagle does not enter its nest suddenly because it doesn't want to crush the young. Rather, it first hovers over the nest, and the noise caused by the flapping of its wings wakes up the young birds. The same thing, Hashem did not suddenly redeem the Yidden from Mitzrayim. Instead, he first sent Moshe to announce that the Yidden are going to go out of Mitzrayim, and then Hashem came to take the Yidden out. Also, the eagle does not rest heavily on its young. It just floats over the nest, barely touching them. The same thing when Hashem gave the Torah at Har Sinai. Hashem did not reveal his holiness in only one place, but spread it out in every direction so that it should be easier for the Yidden to take it. Furthermore, an eagle does not carry its young in its claws like other birds, but rather transports them on its wings from above. The same thing, Hashem carried the Yidden, so to speak, on eagle's wings when he took them out of Mitzrayim, protecting them from the enemy's missiles. Hashem led them safely in the Midbar, and no strange god was able to mix in. Moshe also told the Yidden about the kindnesses that Hashem is going to do for them in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem will let them rest in the cities of Eretz Yisrael. He will feed them the enjoyable products of the land which taste more delicious than the fruit of any other country. He will give them honey to suck from the fruits growing on rocks, and oil from its olives and plants that grow from the hard rock. Yes, the fruits that ripen on rocky mountain slopes are sweeter than valley fruit because they are exposed to so much sunshine.